I want to move on, if we can, to another piece of legislation that you're now circulating for co-sponsorship. And this is something you and I have talked with talked about briefly on the air before. But that is the idea of inspectors general in Wisconsin that essentially empower citizens as well to take control of the watchdog, to become watchdogs of government. So how is this going to work? And this one, I mean, this is a piece of legislation that looks like it's really sort of, we should have had it 50 years ago, but apparently it's waited till now.
Yeah, and well, I've had various iterations of this bill out for several sessions now. And so, you know, the problem that I saw when I was first elected is our most effective tool in the legislature from an oversight perspective is the Audit Bureau. And they do a good job of what they are statutorily directed to do. But the way that system works has a leg in how the legislature can treat a problem that's going on with state government. So, you know, everyone's kind of heard about these audit reports that come out and the legislature might take up legislation. Well, the way that these go is the Audit Bureau does about half a dozen statutorily mandated audits, but then it only acts if it's directed by the legislature on other things. So there'll be periodic reports that the Audit Bureau will do on things like Medicaid and other functions of health services and other state programs. It has broad authority. But the problem that we have is we don't have real eyes and ears, real time, in state agencies to not only provide the legislature with information real time as to what's going on from a compliance perspective, but we also don't have that important information, and there's no reporting to the legislature of that important information for us to then act on. And so you don't have the information, you don't have a deterrence, an actor inside the agency that serves as a deterrent, because an agency might be acting one way if it's not under an inspector general's review. But in some areas, if there is an inspector general, they might be acting better. So it provides two levels of benefit. It provides transparency to the legislature for the legislature to act to reform government where need be. It also acts as a deterrent actor inside an agency so that government, before it acts badly, will think twice about it. And so what we say in our bill is, listen, we're going to put inspectors general that don't work for the executive branch. They work for the legislative branch. And so if a chairman of a committee in the legislature sees that there is a problem with, potentially, you know, an industry or a constituent, comes to a legislator and says, you know what, this agency isn't following the law. This agency isn't following its own administrative rules. The legislative chair of that committee of jurisdiction can then ask the inspector general to look into that. And if they find fraud, they refer that to the Department of Justice. And if they find waste, or abuse or inefficiency, they come to the legislature and they say, here, these are the problems real time that are going on. We don't have to wait for the political engine to rev up, for the legislature to act to order the Audit Bureau to conduct an audit, which might take a year, and then report its findings to the legislature, who may or may not even be the same legislature, to then act to fix a problem. So what we're trying to do is increase the level of effectiveness, efficiency, and transparency in the executive agencies, and to give the legislature more eyes and ears to do that more effectively.
Question: Would the inspectors general be empowered to act, I guess, sort of on their own as well if they identify problems on their own? So if a citizen were to reach out directly to an inspector general, could that inspector general say, this is very interesting. The citizen seems to have a legitimate concern. Because if that isn't empowered, then we actually might be beholden to lobbyist pressure to rein in the IGs before they even get going.
Yeah. The under our bill, the inspector general has carte blanche authority to get whatever documents or materials that it needs inside the agency. And so, yes, they can directly have input from the public, and the inspector general will use their discretion then. Do they see a pattern developing? Do they have, you know, 5 complaints? Do they have 24 complaints, all focused on the same practice of an agency? And then they can take appropriate action. And the inspector general will then help to also provide periodic reports to the legislature as to what's going on in those areas. And so it not only helps the legislature, but it would help, you know, John Q. Citizen, who continues to see problems in the government that they're paying for, where the government is not acting appropriately, where the government's not following the law. it does allow that direct conduit to help aid fixing that agency.
All right, so you're circulating this for co-sponsorship. Have you kind of, you know, stuck your thumb into the air to see where the winds were blowing on whether or not you're going to get a lot of legislative support on this?
You know, this, unfortunately, we weren't able to get this done under Republican administration and past Republican legislatures. And I can't help but think that there are special interest groups that don't like this. The government doesn't like this. People just don't like the change. They don't like the reform. And so what I would say is, listen, this is good government reform. These individuals are going to provide better eyes and ears for us. I specifically introduced this legislation with Representative Joe Sanfilippo during the Republican administration so that we could say, if we pass this into law and we had these inspectors general, this wasn't a partisan thing. This was a good government reform that we expect to have and use for Republican governors and Democrat governors. And so, unfortunately, here we are under a Democrat administration now. I hope that we as Republicans see, you know what, we didn't make the wise decision to adopt something like this, but now we're going to get a second kick at the cat. We're going to adopt it now, and we're going to use it as an effective tool to make sure that the Evers administration and future administrations comply with the law, comply with administrative rules, which the people of Wisconsin expect us in the legislature to make sure the executive branch is doing.
Thank you, Senator Craig. Good to have you on the program. I wish you the best. I'm praying for you on this one because it's a no-brainer. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Vicki.
Happy New Year.